stay close to Jesus in everything. There are times in our spiritual lives that we must grow up and face life with courage and maturity, to leave the basics and move toward a more resilient, effective faith. That was the call to the Hebrew Christians. Jesus calls us to move on toward spiritual maturity. The spiritual condition warned against in this passage is subtle and difficult to understand. It warns us to be aware of falling away from the faith. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. Verses 4-6. Before you start doubting your salvation, remember God's word makes clear the certainty and assurance of your eternal security once you genuinely receive it by faith in Jesus. The following represents some of the more standard and encouraging scriptures to support that certainty. Once you are in Christ, you can never be condemned. Romans 8 verse 1. Once God has done his ordained work of salvation in you, no one has the power or authority to reverse it. Romans 8 33. Because the finished work of Jesus is settled in heaven and established in the eternal revelation of God, nothing can separate the believer from his grace. Romans 8 verses 34 to 39. The certainty of your salvation is established in the spoken word of Jesus himself. John 7 verses 27 to 29. Since you cannot lose your salvation, the warning is about falling so far away that you are unable to bring yourself back to an attitude of humble repentance. Jesus wants to reward you for your faithfulness in following his will. Your life can be like a fruitful field that benefits from fresh rain and the warm sun of spring. But to walk away from the Lord brings you out from under his protective care and provision. Like a field without rain, the crops burn up in the heat of the day. Christ is your refuge. He is your constant and reliable friend, and he lives in heaven to serve as your perfect and eternal high priest. Though you deserved death because of your sin, Jesus took that punishment for you on the cross and satisfied God's anger. He made a way for you to be saved and come to know God. How would you like a fresh beginning? Not a makeover, but a brand new heart, a new spirit and mindset. Well, Jesus can do that for you. If you turn to him in faith, he will make all things new. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. That's the promise of God. With Jesus as the anchor for your soul, you have an even stronger encouragement than Abraham had. Jesus, your high priest, has entered in advance into the presence of God for you. Speak his name. He is listening. Next, see more of Jesus as our perfect high priest in heaven.